From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo on Thursday asked the people to stay calm after the first Omicron infection was reported in Indonesia. Earlier on Thursday, Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin had announced that the first case of the new coronavirus variant had been detected in Indonesia. The president asked the public to immediately get vaccinated to protect themselves and continue to implement strict health protocols. The president also asked local governments to intensify testing and tracing of close contacts to curb the spread of COVID-19. Governor of Bank Indonesia, Peri Warjio, on Thursday has said that bank credit grew 4.7% in November 2021 compared to the corresponding period of the previous year. Bank Indonesia continued to pursue a loose macroprudential policy. Meanwhile, banks lowered their lending standards in line with the declining credit risk perceptions. In the future, the central bank will continue strengthening its policy synergy with the government and other authorities in the financial sector to increase the business sector's demand for bank credits and funding as people's economic activities have started to recover. Cultural Studies Forum Faculty of Fine Arts and Design, Bandung Institute of Technology, FSRDITB, held an exhibition of kaleidoscope words. This exhibition is an activity at the end of 2021 from the FSRDITB Cultural Studies Forum in collaboration with Samarekon Mall Serpong and Worldwide Graphic Designers WGD. WGD is a non-governmental organization consisting of a group of international graphic designers who organize posters, design projects with social content. ITB Faculty of Fine Arts and Design lecturer Acep Iwan Saidi in a virtual statement on Thursday said that Rupa Kata is a collaborative exhibition between national and international artists. According to him, this kind of exhibition is important in the midst of the COVID-19 that has hit the world, which has an impact on the friendship crisis. This is to tell about an atmosphere how COVID hit all of us. Imprisoning of all of us makes us anxious and so on. The kaleidoscope's rhyme itself is about how this year we are in a sad situation of concern that schools are non-existent. The Kaleidoscope World exhibition was attended by 60 artists, of which 30 were international artists from 18 countries. Among the artists participating in the World exhibition are from Hungary, Mexico, Switzerland, America, Japan, Jordan, South Korea, Iran, Iraq, Ecuador, China, Cyprus, Malaysia, Turkey, Italy, Israel, and Egypt. Let's move it on to the international news. Several European supermarket chains are dropping Brazilian's beef product linked to destruction of the Amazon rainforest and tropical wetland, the U.S. activist group Mighty Earth said on Thursday. The move came after the Mighty Earth investigation in partnership with Reporto Brasil, a Brazilian non-government organization founded by journalists, highlighted links between Sao Paulo manufacturing plants of Brazilian meat processing giants GPS, Marfrig and Minerva, and deforestation. Brazil's National Institute for Space Research said last month deforestation had hit a 15-year high this year. The vast majority of the cleared land is used for cattle ranching. Foreign travelers can opt to show a rapid antigen test or PCR test to enter Greece, the country said on Thursday, amending a rule it announced only the day before to help curb the spread of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Health authorities said on Wednesday that the measures, which will be in effect from December 19, will require a PCR test no more than 48 hours old. Government spokesman Giannis Oikonomou said on Thursday that restrictions would apply for the Christmas period and were aimed to delay the spread of the pandemic to give Greek people more time to get booster shots. Singapore's non-oil domestic export NODX surged 24.2% year-on-year in November, marking the biggest jump in nearly a decade and 12 straight months of growth. The rise extended the 17.8% increase in the previous month and is the highest since February 2012. Both electronics and non-electronic exports grew, according to data released by Enterprise Singapore ESG on Friday. South Korean finance minister said on Friday the government will prepare a new 4.3 trillion won or $3.6 billion stimulus package to help support small-sized and self-employed businesses hurt by the reimposition of tougher COVID-19 curbs. Of the total package, around 3.2 trillion won would be allocated to provide 1 million won each 3.2 million small business owners that experience a decrease in sales. Friday's stimulus package comes weeks after the parliament approved a record 607.7 trillion won budget for 2022 to support swifter economic recovery and help those hit by the pandemic. Lisa, that was the news.
Countries in the world are forbidding travelers, students, and foreign workers from entering due to the emergence of the Omicron variant. Yet, Australia, starting Wednesday, in fact, has begun to opening its borders after believing that the new Omicron variant does not cause more dangerous symptoms than the previous COVID-19 variant. According to Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, quoted from Reuters Thursday, "At this time, humans will be forced to live with the COVID-19 virus, but can be done so as not to be dragged into the flow of economic downturn is to open borders. The relaxations of borders regulation is expected to reduce the labor shortage, which threatens to hamper the country's economic recovery. The decision to reopen the border in Australia is a follow-up that the country has certainly considered carefully. Even the recommended security measures for the emergence of Omicron must have been anticipated. Locking down since March 2020 has seriously threatened the country's economy. The circulation of money from the presence of foreign students in Australia is estimated at $25 billion per year. The return of foreign students and skilled migrant workers will help businesses fill the shortage of freelancers. More than 235,000 foreigners, including around 160,000 students, are holding visas to Australia by the end of October 2021. It is hoped that the healthcare system in Australia will be able to handle the increase in cases well, including for foreign arrivals. The quarantine system must also be enforced, in addition to continuing to tighten health protocols from wearing masks to avoiding crowds to ward off the Omicron virus. We begin today in history on December 17, 1903, when the first aircraft flight by Wright Brothers occurred. The Wright Brothers, or Phil Wright and Wilbur Wright, flew an aircraft for the first time on December 17, 1903. The aircraft was controlled by Orville for 12 seconds and could fly up to 37 meters above the ground. That aircraft was named Wright Flyer, yet it was more popular as Kitty Hawk. The original Wright Flyer is now a collection of National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. Next, December 17, 1960, when C-131D aircraft crash. On December 17, 1960, C-131D aircraft operated by U.S. Air Force in a flight from Munich to RAF Northolt, England, fell after taking off from Munich Riem Airport because of fuel contamination. All 20 passengers and crews, as well as 32 people on the land, died. A crash investigation revealed that there was water in the fuel tank. This caused the Munich C-131D to lose power and turn off its engine. We end today in history on December 17, 2011, when Kim Jong-il passed away. On December 17, 2011, Kim Jong-il, a North Korean leader, passed away due to a heart attack on a trip on train. He took over the leadership of North Korea after the passing of his father in 1994. After Kim Jong-il's passing, he was replaced by his youngest son of three, Kim Jong-un.
Cinta yang datang mendekat.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Coordinating Minister for Economy Erlangga Hartarto said that the government's efforts through the National Economic Recovery Program in 2021 has been on the track as intended and will be continued in 2022. Minister Erlangga, in an official statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, also said that the government's counter-cyclical budget policy, especially through the National Economic Recovery Program, had protected the vulnerable people and stimulated the business sector to grow positively. Indonesia is one of few countries whose output has returned to the pre-pandemic level. The national economic recovery of realizations until December 10, 2021 had reached 69.8%. It includes health with 66.7%, social security 81.5%, priority programs 70.9%, business incentive 100%, and micro, small and medium enterprises and corporation 47.9%. Meanwhile, the new program is job loss insurance, derivative of the job creation law. Allocation changes for the National Economic Recovery Programs included extreme poverty handling, labor-intensive programs, and job loss insurance. Minister Erlangga Hartarto also remarked that some parts of the tourism and retail sectors were very much helped by wage subsidies. The government created some safety nets in case any sector faced difficulties in their operations and administrations. Furthermore, Minister Erlangga Hartarto said that the government's program in 2021 focused on extreme poverty handling in 35 regencies or cities in 7 provinces with 2 programs, namely groceries card for 3 months and village aid for 3 months. In line with that, there will be a national socio-economic survey in 2022 to handle 212 regencies or cities. Minister Erlangga added that the government targets to reduce extreme poverty rate in 2022 to 3 to 3.5% and poverty between 9.2 to 9.17%. By 2022, the government will have allocated the budget of COVID-19 handling program and national economic recovery program worth 414 trillion rupiah to handle the COVID-19 pandemic in the health sector and people security. According to Minister Erlangga, the health sector budget is worth 117.9 trillion rupiah, people security 154.8 trillion rupiah, and economic recovery strengthening 141.4 trillion rupiah. The 2022 state budget will be focused on national economic recovery and structural reformation. Also, the 2022 state budget will focus on handling the pandemic so that the state budget becomes an instrument to maintain Indonesian economic recovery and support the continuity of the COVID-19 pandemic handling programs.
Hapus semua luka yang kurasa, membiarkan hatimu jatuh di pelukanku, memaksa nuraniku untuk jatuh cinta. Sudah cukup waktuku mengenalmu, aku ingin membawamu lebih jauh, membiarkan asmara bicara sejujurnya, melabuhkan rindu di antara kita. Hatiku hilang di dasar samudra cinta. Ku temukan kembali saat kau menyinari hidupku. Bagiku kau lah yang membuat dunia indah, mewarnai hari-hari. jujurnya melabuhkan rindu di antara kita.
Virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, this time we are going to let you know Kaliurip Tourism Village. It is located in the Kemiri District, Purworejo Regency, Central Java, and the village offers some main tourism attractions in the form of Curug or Kaliurip Waterfall. Besides Kaliurip Waterfall, this village also offers other natural attractions such as the Pine Forest that is also an off-road car circuit. Traveling to this tourism village, you can try a tour package around the village for 150,000 rupiah per person. With this tour package, you can get around the village with the local transportation provided. You will also enjoy a traditional snack as well as lunch of nasi tumpeng pecel with a side dish of Japanese chicken ingkung. Try Kaliurip Village Tour Package. You will visit a home industry of making rengginang food from cassava or usually called krempeyeng. In addition to enjoying the crunchy and tasty snack, you can also practice making it. After the rengginang home industry, you will be taken to a fruit plant nursery to learn grafting. The next tourism destination is Curug Kaliurip. This waterfall has a water level of about 45 meters. Under the waterfall, there is kedung or water pool as deep as 8 meters that looks calm. Visitors are not allowed to bathe in the waterfall area, so you can only take pictures and enjoy the waterfall from a distance about 10 meters above kedung. To get relaxed, gazebos and also pavilions in this area are all available as a place to take the rest. There are also prayer rooms and toilet facilities. Besides taking pictures, you may also enjoy nature at Curug Kaliurip. They can also be immortalized through scratches on canvas. In this package, you are given the opportunity to paint anything at the tourism spot because the management has prepared painting equipment. The result of the painting can be taken home after traveling. Don't forget to buy rengginang, selmir crackers, and cassava peels chips as your souvenir.
Kamu yang ada di sampingku, melengkapi kekuranganku, dan tak pernah tinggalkan aku. Saat engkau hadir, kau menambah kebahagiaan. Tak henti ku memohon, satukan ku dengan dia. Terima kasih Tuhan, telah kau pertemukan ku dengan dia. Dia yang selama ini ku sebut dalam setiap doa. Ku yakin dia bisa bahagiakan ku selamanya, selalu di sisiku, sempurna. Kamu yang ada di sampingku, melengkapi kekuranganku, dan tak pernah tinggalkan aku. Saat engkau hadir, kau menambah kebahagiaan. Tak henti ku memohon, satukan ku dengan dia. Dengan dia yang selama ini ku sebut dalam setiap doa. bahagia kan ku selamanya selalu di sisiku sempurna.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
The Indonesian traditional musical instrument gamelan has been officially designated as an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO. This decision has just been adopted at UNESCO's 16th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage in Paris, France, on December 15, 2021. Previously, Indonesian cultures that had been included in the list were wayang, keris, batik, batik education and training, and angklung. Other Indonesian cultures are the Saman dance, Nurken, three traditional dance genre in Bali, the art of Finnish shipbuilding, and the traditions of pencaksilat and pantun. The news was announced by President Joko Widodo through social media accounts on Wednesday. He said that gamelan has long been a part of the daily life of the Indonesian people of various regions in Indonesia. Gamelan also inspires and influences world music. Therefore, President Joko Widodo remarked that he was proud of the determination of gamelan as a UNESCO intangible cultural heritage. He also stated that Indonesia would always preserve gamelan. Launching an official statement from the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, it is known that Indonesia has submitted its nomination since 2019. Previously, the Indonesian government registered gamelan to be included in the UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage List in 2020. Gamelan competed with a number of nominations from other countries. Gamelan is the Indonesian traditional musical instrument consisting of saron, onang, gong, drum, gangsa, fiddle, slantam, poking, and flute. Playing gamelan must also be done together in order to produce a beautiful musical rhythm. Gamelan has begun to develop in Java and Bali since the Hindu Buddhist era. This musical instrument is used as an accompaniment to dances, puppets, or songs.
Dimana kau dan hati terpisah, telah terikat manisnya cinta. Bersama rasa ini ku memupuk janji tuku tuai nanti. Tuhan mencintaiku melalui hatimu. Dunia kau yang diciptakan hanya untuk memikirkan kamu. Demi hatiku yang diciptakan untuk selalu mencintaimu. Aku berjanji rindu ini hanya milikmu. Dan aku bersaksi tiada cinta selain kamu. Saat jarak hadir tuh memisahkan tanganku dari genggammu. Atas nama setia ku yakinkan hati untuk selalu percaya. Tuhan jaga hatimu, hatimu melalui rinduku. Demi akal ku yang diciptakan hanya untuk memikirkan kamu. Demi hatiku yang diciptakan untuk selalu mencintaimu. Aku berjanji rindu ini hanya milikmu, hanya milikmu. Dan aku bersaksi tiada cinta selain kamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from West Java entitled Sonobai, to be sung by Nining Meida and Dul Sumbang. The song composed by West Java musician Dul Sumbang tells the story of a pair of lovers who always miss each other and always wants to meet. The song was released in 2019, and it managed to attract the attention of 1 million viewers of the official HP Music YouTube website. Well, here is the original song from West Java, entitled Sonobai or Just Miss, sung by Nining Meida and Dul Sumbang.
Bye. memilih aku. Bila kau tak sanggup setia,
of Indonesia.
Telah aku maafkan asal kau mau berjanji tidak mengulangnya lagi. Telah aku terima sakitnya dikhianati. Sedalam cintaku ini, selama hidupku ini, hati.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.